Vikings, castles and kippers, all items of varying historical importance to those living in the new constituency of Glenfeibre and Peel. Right in the heart of the West, the new boundaries include both the parishes of Jermyn and Michael, with a population of roughly 7,500. Home to Tynwald Hill, an important ceremonial area in national politics, where the Manx Parliament meets once a year in July to proclaim the laws of the land. But what of local politics? With two former constituencies grouped together, one a large urban settlement and the other a predominantly rural area, concerns have been raised over equal representation, whilst demonstrations over the regeneration of Peel have caused quite a stir. Nigel Kermode, joint owner of Green's Tea Rooms in St John's, spoke to Ewan Gawne about the issues facing Glenfeibre and Peel.
It's sort of two sides, really. I lived in Peel for 10 years and now I'm back living in Greba. Now that the whole area has been joined up as one, there are different issues because the Peel people have their problems. At the moment, they're particularly incensed by the regeneration scheme, and I'm with them on that. And I think their vote will go with whoever's in favour of trying to put the St Peter's Square back to the way it was. They're not very happy about Peel sandstone being replaced with Chinese imported glittery stone, you know. So, and I think they're very disappointed about what's called the consultation period, which seemed to be ineffective. And now that they're voicing their opinion, you could say this is the consultation, but it seems to be that it's going to be thrust upon them. So that's the main issues in Peel at the moment. Anyway, I think the people down there will vote for the candidate who's in favour of getting rid of the steps and putting the sandstone wall back here. Out in Greba on St John's area, I think the unfairness of the situation sort of sticks out because we're now lumped together with a town or Peel City, if you like. And I think to myself, we're going to be excluded really from representation because where are the main votes going to come from? I think we've got something like 3,500 voters in Peel and about 1,700 or something in Glenfeibre. So I think it was a complete cock-up that the reorganisation, if it was in the interest of fairness, where's the fairness for me? And I think people of Onchan would say the same, because some of the people in Onchan are included in Onchan and some of them are lumped in with Laxey. So I think after this election, they ought to revisit the whole arrangement.
Do you feel there's enough candidates standing this year?
I think it's probably the... You need one, really, don't you? You need one good candidate, really. People have lost interest in politics. I think the fact they feel excluded. I was down in Laxey the other day and saw the new Laxey Bridge and was shocked to find that it's just a single carriageway. Now, presumably they had consultation as well, but it's more people regard it as a presentation rather than consultation, because I think they think these things have been thrust upon them. And so the interest in politics is not there. They feel as if they're excluded.
Mm. Is that a failure on the MHKs or commissioners to fully engage with people?
Yeah, in part it is, yes. I heard a radio broadcast this morning where Peter Kelly had said that there weren't enough people turned up to the requisition meeting, and he didn't even have a hall full. He said that the advertising and promotion of it was ineffective, and it obviously was. So it's not good enough, really, to just sit back and say, well, you were told about it, why didn't you turn up? They weren't told properly. People are being ill-informed, misinformed, and in some cases not informed.
Ewan Gawne speaking to Nigel Kermode.